coffee cup, his long, thick fingers stretching the entire distance around. Deep brown hair with a slight curl to it waves in the wind. I'd put his age at 32, give or take a year. He's drenched in a practice kind of success, and that takes time to acquire. His suit is impeccable. Navy blue, complete with a crisp white pocket square. Nary a wrinkle. But the most remarkable thing about him is those smile lines. They bracket his mouth, they fan out from the corners of his eyes. They are deep and worn in like a pair of jeans that have been washed 700 times. This man smiles constantly. I hate him. If that wasn't a smile, what was it? Somehow he takes a sip of his coffee without dimming the wattage of his smile. A twitch or something? My Uncle Hank had one of those. Used to spill beer all over Aunt Edna's carpet, thanks to that tick. One day she got so mad about it, she walloped him over the head with a colander and the damn twitch went away. He gestures with his cup, like flipping off a light switch. After that, he just spilled beer for the tradition of it. He pauses. Aunt Edna eventually remarried. Okay, am I hallucinating? I scan the immediate area for maimed penguins or some other sign that I've gone around the bend. All is well. As normal as New York City can be, which is to say there are three people fighting over one cab, the strains of a saxophone emanate mysteriously from the ether, and a sparkly pink wig lies forgotten in the gutter. Nothing that would be considered unusual, though. If I'm not hallucinating, why has this man stopped to tell me a story about his relatives? I'm not what one would refer to as approachable. In fact, I'm fluent in fuck off. Hopefully he speaks it too, or at least knows how to read body language. Looking him square in the eye, I shove my knockoff AirPods into my ears and go back to staring up at the would-be penguin crime scene. There. Done. I'm not really seeing the penguins, though. I can't help but marvel over mine and the man's reflection standing side by side. He's easily 6'4", robust, in a $10,000 suit. I'm a full foot shorter, dressed in a black puffer jacket and thick matching tights, second or third hand boots of which the sole is rapidly coming loose from the rest of the shoe. My busted fuchsia messenger bag is the only pop of color on my entire person, and that's because it was the cheapest I could find at Goodwill. My thick black hair has been chopped unprofessionally just below my shoulders and cloaks a pale face, its expression reading, "Do not disturb." We are the most opposite of opposites. Thank God. Why is he still standing there, smiling into his coffee like he doesn't have a single care in the world? My rudeness hasn't even registered. Has my talent for avoidance faded while in the slammer? Losing my superpower would just be the icing on the shit cake of the last few years. Another full minute passes, and he's still there, standing a couple feet away, facing the window like me, tilting his head to the right in consideration of the penguins. I could just leave, continue on my way downtown until I reach the rent-controlled apartment in Chelsea I'm subletting from my uncle while he's shacked up in Queens with his girlfriend du jour. There's nothing keeping me in front of this artistic monstrosity. But my feet won't seem to move. And why should they? I was here first. I pop out my left earbud. Is there something I can help you with? Oh, me? A dimple appears on his cheek. I was just waiting for your song to be over. There is no music playing, but I'm obviously not going to tell him that. Why? I ask, jerkily removing the second bud and shoving both of them back into my jacket pocket. Do you have another pointless story to tell me? Ah, hell. His eyes are green, and they twinkle in a way that reminds me of fairy lights. I've got thousands of pointless stories to tell you. My smile is saccharine. One was more than enough. All right, he draws out, tossing back the remainder of his coffee. But after the beer-spilling era, Aunt Edna eloped with a rodeo clown named Tonto. Guess you'll never know about it. Devastating. Sure was. Let's just say the bull took him by the horns instead of the other way around. He gives a full body shiver. All he left behind for Edna was a half-used face painting kit and some floppy shoes. She patched things up with Uncle Hank about a year later.